Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 11, 13 to 19. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 to 19. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. My theme for reflection is faith that walks toward a city it cannot yet see. Faith that walks through a city it cannot yet see. If you have ever packed your bag for a journey and then halfway there wondered whether you left the stove on, then you already understand something of Abraham's pilgrimage. The life of faith often feels like setting out without all the details, holding a divine map that only reveals the next step, not the whole route. And yet Hebrews 11, 13 to 19 tells us that this not knowing is not a flaw. It is the very soil in which faith grows. The problem the text exposes is simple but profound. We are creatures who long for security, but we live in a world that shakes, shifts, and slips through our fingers. Abraham and Sarah faced barrenness, displacement, and commands that sounded like contradictions. They embraced promises they would not live to see fulfilled. They died not having received the things promised, and yet God describes them not as unfortunate but exemplary. Why? Because they saw from afar what others missed up close. They greeted God's future as more real than their present. God's response to this human ache for certainty was not to give Abraham more details, but more himself. He became the architect and builder of a city Abraham could not yet enter. Scripture interprets scripture here, like the psalmist who says, "The Lord himself is the portion of my inheritance." Abraham discovered that the promise was not ultimately land, descendants or legacy. It was God and God alone, preparing a homeland no earthly soil could supply. The writer of Hebrews then directs us into the heart of Abraham's greatest test, the offering of Isaac. It is the narrative where logical obedience meets spiritual paradox. The God who promised a nation through Isaac now asks for Isaac's life. Yet Abraham obeys, not because he understands, but because he trusts the promiser more than the particulars of the promise. As Soren Kierkegaard writes in Fear and Trembling, faith is precisely the contradiction between the infinite passion of the individual's inwardness and the objective's uncertainty. Abraham steps into the uncertainty, believing that God could even raise the dead. In this way, Hebrews 11, 13 to 19 gently confronts our modern assumptions. Faith is not blind optimism. It is sight sharpened by hope. Faith is not escapism. It is endurance rooted in God's character. Faith is not confidence in outcomes. It is confidence in God who holds the outcomes. And like Abraham, we learn that we are strangers and exiles on earth, not because we despise the world, but because we belong to another. God is unashamed to be called our God, not when we perform perfectly, but when we trust him deeply. For us Christians today, this means we resist the temptation to reduce faith to a divine transaction. I obey so God gives me what I want. Instead, we embrace faith as Abraham did, by walking forward even when the visible world offers no guarantees. Like Sarah, we trust that God can bring life out of impossible situations. Like Abraham, we learn to surrender what is most precious, believing that God's resurrecting love never returns loss without transformation. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life am I asking for certainty when God is inviting me to trust? Number two, what Isaac, what cherished gift or outcome might God be asking me to place on the altar of surrender? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a quiet moment to name aloud one promise of God that feels distant. Write it down, pray over it, and surrender to God one concrete fear that keeps you from trusting that promise. Gracious God, designer of the city with eternal foundations, teach us to walk by faith like Abraham and Sarah. Strengthen us to trust you with what we cannot see, to surrender what we cannot control, and to hope for what only you can bring to life. Make us pilgrims who journey toward your promise with joy, and call us your own without shame. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.